The world is hungry for oil, but where to get it? No, not in the Gulf of Mexico. Just get your parkas on. To go where?
Why, to the North Pole, of course. This is the Polar Express!
Right now, I'm on board the nuclear-powered icebreaker destined to go up into the Arctic.
All aboard!
It's not coal. Santa's putting oil in those stockings. It's a polar track to energy for the U.S. and Russia and Canada, Denmark and Norway.
Sounds like some reindeer games in the Arctic.
Brace yourself!
It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, September 22nd. The race is on in the Arctic, and it's not just about putting tiny flags on the bottom of the ocean. No, this is about oil, and it's a big deal. I'm Todd Zwillick. I'm filling in for Celeste, who's on her way to Denver, and I'm here with John Hockenberry. Good morning, John.
Yes, I am John Hockenberry up in New York. Thanks so much, Todd. Let's get a check of the morning's top news stories. Larry Summers, chairman of the President's National Economic Council, will be leaving his post at the end of the year. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs hinted at the news briefing yesterday before the formal announcement.
There will be people that have worked enormously hard over the past 2 years who make decisions to go back to what they were doing before the administration.
People turned out to be Larry Summers. He's going to be returning to a Harvard teaching position in January. Speaking to our partner, the BBC, last year, Summers said it was important to choose new financial reforms that would have the best chances of preventing a future crisis.
Frankly, the energy generated after past crises, whether it was the 1987 stock market crash or it was the Asian financial crisis, didn't translate into the kind of far-reaching reforms that might have made this crisis less likely.
Harvard students, that's what you're going to be hearing come January. Summers' departure leaves Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner as the sole remaining member of Obama's original economic team. Repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell will have to wait after the Senate failed to muster the 60 votes needed to consider a key defense bill, which included repeal of that military policy, barring openly gay soldiers from service. Morningstar Vansel, a former U.S. Marine, says the policy violates soldiers' privacy.
It's a very poor policy because we don't ask straight people what they do in the bedroom with their husband and wife. So how dare them to ask me what I do in my bedroom?
Also off the table for now, the bill had the DREAM Act as one of its provisions. It was included to help young illegal immigrants find a pathway to U.S. citizenship through higher education or military service. The egg farmer at the center of this summer's salmonella outbreak testifies before a House committee today. Austin DeCoster will face questions about why his facilities tested positive for salmonella countless times before the outbreak. Todd?
Italian authorities, John, have impounded more than $30 million from the Vatican Bank as part of a money laundering investigation. Two top bank officials, the bank's chairman and its director general, are under investigation there. Two recent transfers from the bank to a German and to a U.S. bank were frozen after being deemed by officials suspicious. And scientists say they have identified five gene variants linked to ovarian cancer. Researchers at Duke University Medical Center looked at the DNA of more than 20,000 women. They hope their findings will be used to help at-risk women monitor for signs of the disease early.
A test for ovarian cancer could be a huge, yeah, huge story if that bears out. Let's Absolutely. Check in on the markets. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are down. Futures are down. The Dow gets underway at 10,761. The S&P will open at 1,139. The NASDAQ begins trading later this morning at 2,349. Coming up, young athletes wanting to play in any NCAA Division I sport must now be tested for sickle cell anemia. We'll explore how this new rule could be harmful to African Americans, or at least worrisome to African American athletes, later on in the hour. But first, Russia and Canada and the United States and Denmark and Norway all competing for what, Todd?
Gold medal in the Nordic Games?
The Arctic. The Arctic. The oil and gas in the Arctic and the sea lanes in the Arctic, all in play because of global warming and our thirst for energy. Stay tuned.